Hey, 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 it's Liz Berg, podcasting at you from WFMU here in Jersey City, New Jersey. This week, I've got a special podcast for you with a set of live music from the band High Places, formerly of New York City and now of Los Angeles. I'm going to start out the podcast with some recent finds on the Free Music Archive, and then we'll kick into the live set of music from High Places with an interview afterwards. So anyway, hope you enjoy the podcast today, and I'll be back at the end of the first set to let you know about the recorded songs, then we'll kick over to High Places for a live set. Enjoy!
Thank you. Je me suis sauvé trop souvent sans moi. Tout le temps tu veux juste pour
the brackish water, swirling around in a basin I left in the yard. The Wittershin spiral of miry mud slowly devours the garden. Basin I left in the yard. We just finished out the first set of the podcast today with High Places, and the song was entitled Year Off, and that's a brand new track off of their forthcoming release, Original Colors, that will be out on the Thrill Jockey label this October. Very exciting. We heard from Busker Droid before that with the song Blast, kind of a crazy out there chiptune. It's from the Game Boy Love EP, Chiquita y Chatarra. before that with Yo Robots, and that's from the album Animal de Amor. We heard from Gross Relations with Today Tomorrow, and that's off of an album that was sent to me via email. Thanks a ton, Gross Relations, for getting that in my direction. Hypno Mango before that with El Mundo No Es Real, and that's gotta be my pick of the week. It's from a self-titled EP that you can grab on the Free Music Archive. Los Stakes came before that with Sunday Girls from their album Something Special. We heard from Galaxy, which another contender for pick of the week, with their song Piste Uno, and it's from their album Tigre et Diesel, and you can find that on the Free Music Archive. I think it was brought to us courtesy of the CBC. The Psychic Paramount came before that with the beginning of their set that was performed live here at WFMU on Brian Turner's show on August 9th. We heard from Laurel Meets the Obsolete with Waiting for the Orange Sunshine off of an album that I really enjoy called On Welfare. Check it out on the Free Music Archive, or it's also available as an LP. We heard from High Places again with their song Golden, and that was performed live here at WFMU on Marty McSorley's show back in 2008. That was the last time they graced the WFMU studios. Glass Boy came before that with a really lovely one called A Friendship Over a Long Distance, and that's from the album Splayed and Nonplussed. We heard from Delmore FX with a short little instrumental tune called Fernandito from the album No Ideas. And we started out the podcast today with Fase Nuova, and the song was entitled Amar es Bailar, and a cool, weird, dark, experimental song. Kind of reminds me of, I don't know, the Spanish version of the legendary Pink Dots or something. And the Fase Nuova album is called A la Quinta Hoguera, and that's on the Free Music Archive. Now, up next, we're going to hear a live set of music from the band High Places. You should check out their photo blog, hellohighplaces.blogspot.com, for a lot of lovely photographs from their tour. Apparently, they have some photos of food up on Flickr, and they're kind of touring in the fall in support of their forthcoming record on the Thrill Jockey label. So let's hear from High Places. Live here at the WFMU studios. Thanks to Ernie Inderdat for engineering, and thanks to Jamie at Thrill Jockey for helping us set this up. We'll hear an interview with them later, and then that will finish out the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in this week, and I'll catch you next time.
Thank you. would give it to you, wrap it up nice and tight for you.
All right, Liz Berg here with you on WFMU, and I'm here with High Places to talk a little bit about their upcoming shows, the new record, and, you know, the difference between L.A. and New York. Welcome, Rob. Welcome, Mary.
Hi.
Thanks so much. That was a beautiful live set of music.
It's thank you.
So great to have you guys here after enjoying your records for so many years.
Shucks. Thanks.
Here at FMU, maybe just closer to the mic.
Sure.
Thank you. That sounds beautiful.
Okay.
So, Mary and Rob moved to LA from New York not too long ago, right?
Right. Early 2009.
Right.
Okay.
Separate times, though. She moved before I did.
Okay. So. Tacos versus pizza? Tacos won?
Oh, tacos always trump pizza.
I actually agree
really?
With you.
What about pizza tacos?
Oh, that's fusion. I can't do fusion.
Yeah.
I have a fusion detector that goes off easily.
We broadcast from this music festival in Barcelona every year, and last year they had pizza cones.
Whoa. Ooh.
Gross, right? Anyway.
Well, yeah, that is... Maybe.
Anyway, you guys have been doing the High Places thing for what, 5, 6, 7 years?
Over 5 years now, yeah.
5 years. Summer of 2006 when it started.
Lovely. And you guys use kind of a lot of field recordings in your samples. Rob, you're like a human drum machine.
It's like we make a lot of the sounds from basically like little sort of short snippets of scraps of sound and stuff. So, although, I mean, we've also been kind of getting more into like, you know, sort of rudimentary electronic. Again, a little bit. I think when we first started, we were kind of like broke and didn't really have a lot of equipment. So we're like, well, if we just take this program and chop up, you know, little sounds we make and turn them into percussive elements or whatever, we can then play them on like samplers and drum pad triggers and stuff like that. But now we're sort of being okay with using real equipment again because there's just something really good about like an old Roland kick drum sound that just really cuts through better than, say, like a paper bag being popped into a Macintosh microphone. You know, sometimes it's hard to, yeah.
Depends on what you're looking for, I guess.
Mixing this stuff is a nice twist. It makes it a little more interesting. Once you get too patterned in your working patterns, it can sort of be a little bit, you know, you kind of have to break your working patterns to sort of like break new ground, I guess, creatively.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to get in a rut. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have kind of a new album coming out in October, I want to say, on the Thrill Jockey label.
Yep, that's end of October.
And what's it called?
It's called Original Colors.
And it's kind of more of a dance album, right? It's a little more dancey.
Yeah, I think we just realized that that's the music that kind of naturally comes out when we collaborate, so
right. It's our best dialogue. It? Yeah, we dialogue best with rhythm. Like, I'm not so good with melodic stuff. Particularly when I have to tune my guitar, it sort of drives Mary crazy a little bit sometimes because she's like, that's so flat. And I'm like, so I think rhythm for us dialogues a lot better than melody sometimes.
Rhythm and textures probably too, because you guys have so many layers in your songs.
True, yes.
Now you guys are playing at Glasslands Gallery and you just played at kind of a crazy place, Tammany Hall. Tell us about this.
Well.
It was the coldest show.
Yeah, the air conditioning there works very well. So.
Unlike WFMU.
It was... the last three shows we played in Manhattan have been kind of like not really traditional shows. I mean, the last three shows we played were like the Whitney, the Guggenheim, and the New Museum.
You guys are totally classy now.
Yeah, playing to the blue hair members.
We only play shows where there's like ballet out front.
Yeah. And so it kind of felt like... We really wanted to play a Manhattan show, but we come kind of more from like the whole Brooklyn thing of playing more like underground spaces, and you can't really do that so much in Manhattan. So the promoter was doing shows at this new venue, and everyone there was really nice and stuff, but, you know, Orchard Street on a Saturday night, you know.
I know how that goes.
Yeah, we could have been on a church or something, and it still would have been pretty, like, I think, yeah, it got kind of wild towards the end of the show.
Any scary stories to share or fun
Someone
stories?
Kept yelling between songs, Mary's, he would yell Mary's voice, I mean, name. She'd be like, Mary Pearson. And then it started to slowly turn into Gary Busey towards the end of the set.
Really?
But we don't know if that happened or if we all just like wanted that to happen, because it doesn't really make sense that he'd be yelling Gary Busey. But my friends are all like, I think he was saying Gary Busey.
It was definitely Mary Pearson the first few times, and then maybe he was just getting drunk and drunker.
Yeah, do you
and
think it was just drunker and drunker, and it sounded like Gary Busey?
Or maybe, like, yeah, as one gets drunk, I just slowly morph into Gary Busey, and this is, like, a universal thing for people.
Wow.
Perhaps. I don't know. I can't picture you as Gary Busey
now,
but...
I get confused for him by him.
Yeah.
Or a lot. Yeah.
Often. Haven't had enough coffee yet.
She acts a lot like a Montour. Starts to get kind of hectic and uncomfortable in the van.
Yeah, and they're going to do this show called I'm with Pearson.
Yeah.
About me. It's just like my crazy antics. People follow me around.
So I must ask, because a listener from Paris is actually on our comments board today and wants to know if you guys have plans to visit France anytime soon.
Oui. Yes.
Yes, we'll be there before the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll be there in, I guess, early December, I think.
Early December. All right, listener Fred, pay attention. Early December, high places, coming to a place near you in France. Any other tour plans?
We're going to be doing some stuff in the U.S. It's not totally announced yet. Late October, November, and then we're going to be in Europe late November. We're starting with like a Primavera kind of thing that's going to be pretty cool. And Spain, and then basically just doing a pre-Christmas holiday type freezing our butts off kind of tour.
Sounds like fun. So I gotta ask how LA has been affecting your sound. Do you think it's improved your mental state and you're making happier music, or do you think you're making music for traffic jams now, or I don't know. What's the difference between being creative on the East Coast versus West Coast?
I don't know that there are elements of LA that have like directly influenced the sounds we're making, but I do think there are aspects of LA lifestyle that have affected us. And moving there, we have a lot more space. We've experimented with like renting sort of studio spaces to work in, and then that's when we realized we like to work at home.
Yeah.
Driving on the highway to a studio in like suburban California was sort of an interesting experience. But I listened to a lot of Top 40, so maybe that affected me a little bit.
I think that the issue is like, yeah, huge differences. When we lived in New York, I mean, particularly me, I lived in New York like most of my life, basically. And, you know, lived like in kind of basically airplane hangar with lead paint falling off the ceiling, and you know, there was that whole angle of New York, and it's hard to be nostalgic about New York because it's constantly changing every 2 years. I'm 37, so from like late 80s to now, it's like a completely different place every 2 years. So I think in New York it was really easy to like have kind of, and we've said this before, but like an escapist kind of approach to music. Like, we didn't necessarily wanted to seem like we were from New York necessarily, at least when we started. I think in LA, it kind of frees up, like, you know, LA is sort of this place where people go and kind of like create this kind of like new identity, sort of, you know, Charles Manson, like kind of, you know, like I'm going to become, you know, whatever I want to be in California.
You have to turn into Charles Manson.
No, you don't have to go that route. But I'm just saying, like, you can kind of create this own world. And I think that the thing that's really cool at LA is there's so many bands there that are doing such awesome stuff, and they're all really different, and none of them necessarily sound like any kind of classic LA thing. I mean, I think there was kind of like that whole, you know, Beachwood Sparks thing that where it was sounded like it was from LA, you know. And, but now these days it seems like everyone's kind of like, well, I can be sort of maybe sound like I'm from, you know, Berlin or something, as opposed to LA. It's sort of, you can kind of reinvent yourself because it's, you know, it's Hollywood. So
true. What other bands from LA are you guys digging right now?
My favorite band to play with, definitely right now, is probably like Sun Ra. I played with him a lot, either with High Places or solo, you know. And it's really evolving and organic sounding kind of band every time they play.
There's this awesome band, Dunes.
Yeah, Dunes are amazing.
Oh yeah, they're good.
Yeah. And this band called Bleached. It's the Klavan sisters from Mika Miko.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
It's their new band.
New project.
And my friend Katie plays bass. It's pretty good. It's pretty sassy.
Our really good friend, like, too, this guy David Scott Stone, who has been in a million bands. He's basically been in, like, he was in the Get Hustle, he was in the Melvins, and he was in LCD Sound System, which is about as wide of a range you could possibly get in as far as bands. But he does basically, like, almost, like, with a huge modular synthesizer, pretty much, like pure, like, basically acid house, like, 87 to 90, like, extremely narrow, but, like, really competent. And it's really awesome when he plays, because it's like
huge dance party.
Yeah, and it's all like, I mean, he looks like, you know, it looks like Tangerine Dream when he's like set up. I mean, it's just all this stuff, but it just like totally amazing to see it like unfold. So yeah, a lot of that stuff is really great.
We have the Lyric Highways in our album, our new album, so I think that was influenced by LA. Gotta represent the freeway.
Exactly.
But LA is sort of a weird place, you know. I mean, it really, it seems like people think of the lower bass in like Hollywood, West Side, in this weird kind of, you know, sort of artificialness. But like, I mean, where I live, it's like, I live kind of like in the mountains more, and it's like really extremely rural, and it's still part of LA County, but it's just, you know, it's completely, it feels like the set from Deliverance. Actually, it feels more like the set from Dukes of Hazzard, because there's like abandoned trucks everywhere, and like, it's just a weird place. So, I mean, it's really a varied, like, very varied place. So,
yeah, California can turn from like a metropolitan area to hill people country like so fast.
Yeah, yeah. My landlord sometimes lives in his truck in the driveway.
Really?
So, yeah, which gives you an idea. I mean, he looks kind of like Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard too. So.
At least it's not Uncle Jesse from Full House.
True.
That would be cooler. He was in the Beach Boys.
He might still be.
Yeah, I guess his acting career is sort of not as it once was.
You guys have a really nice photo blog.
Oh, thanks.
I was really enjoying it. You want to give out the website so maybe people can check it out? I can also post it, obviously, but
it's hellohighplaces.blogspot.com.
And is it just all photos from you guys being on tour? Or
yeah, that's
out
mainly
in the wilderness.
What it is. Yep, it's mostly from tour. Not too many words on that blog, but a lot of photos.
A lot of food.
Are there any other web presences you want to talk about or let the people know about?
There's this thing called eBay that's really cool. Like you can.
Askjeeves.com.
whatever happened to that?
Jeeves. Oh, man.
No, we have a Twitter.
An Angel Fire page, too.
And we have a Flickr page that's like all food.
Ooh, really?
Food blog.
I'm going to have to check that out.
We've cooked and eaten on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into food photos, for sure.
And that's just, I think it's just High Places on Flickr.
Nice.
So, yeah, pretty easy to find.
Cool. All the typical social media outlets, I think, are somewhat covered.
CompuServe.
Somebody on our playlist comments points out that Mary Pierce is a French tennis player.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of close. You know, yeah. Maybe somebody could shout that out at your next show.
Maybe that's what the guy meant.
Maybe.
A lot of French people listening to this station from New Jersey.
I think there's a lot of French knowledge here.
That's good.
Anyway, is there anything else you'd like to mention? Anybody you'd like to say hi to before I let you guys escape and flit off to the beach and
to Ocean City Boardwalk.
Yeah, we're going to Ocean City now, basically to watch kids have meltdowns at about 10 o'clock at night on the boardwalk.
Yes. Take photos.
We will. Totally. We will. You can't really take photos of children though. It's not usually socially acceptable.
I guess it's
kind of
creepy, right?
most of our friends in LA are probably still asleep, but we're waking up, so or stuck in traffic going to work. So suckers.
Hey guys, suckers. Yeah. We're sitting here in.
We're sitting here in the rain.
Yeah, in the rain. Crappy weather here. Yeah, so thanks again for coming by to WFMU. Really, again, a beautiful set.